From your time playing for Gloucester, are there particular matches or indeed incidents in matches that you know just stand out in your memory?
I think I think there's so many. Some of them aren't such necessarily big games, but you know, we won. I remember winning down at Bath. I think it was only in the whatever cup it was at the time. And we'd ever beaten Bath at Bath, and I think Philippe at the time sent down a sort of half second team, and he was off doing some ESPN commentary somewhere. He wasn't even at the game when we went down and beat them. You know, and it was brilliant. It really, what a great thing. But just so many little incidences and people that you played with, and you know, the Heineken Cup games, the highs and lows of that, the great battles with Munster.
The Munster game. 33-6.
Yeah.
And what happened?
Well, you know, I'd love to know. But you know, the Guinness final, or whatever it was, the final, you know, there was, you know, we've won the league by, you know, that season, won the league by 14 points or whatever, and that, and it's kind of, it's why we love and hate sport, isn't it? Why did that happen?
Yeah.
I don't know. You know, this is what we all love about it, isn't it? This doesn't add up. Doesn't make sense. Why? Lack of effort? No, it's just, oh god. But you know, I've just got played with some great people. I think for an era of change, I think that's what I enjoyed as well. I don't, you know, no one will ever go through my era of play will never go through so much change in a sport. I don't think ever, because it's just unbelievable. But he is like with Terry Fanaloa, and you know what he brought. Richard Toms, I remember playing with those two, thinking, you know, what great guys they were, and how they went about their business, to you know, playing with, you know, under Deeks and around him, and understand what it meant to him. And Simon Devereux.
For the first time, we had players coming from the other side of the world.
Yeah, that was it.
Came Gloucester.
Yeah, you know, Chris Catlin, I still don't know anyone other than probably Matt Perry, who's braver, well, Ollie Morgan to a degree, but braver at fullback, you know, Chris Catlin and all what he was, and I loved playing with him. Scotty Benton, you know, at scrum half, and I was not necessarily the world beater of players, but, you know, Dave Sims, Rob Fiddler, you know, Simo still keeps in touch now, you know, our dad, you know, because he was our dad when we arrived, and he used to make us run errands for him, you know.
I've got the honours board here for the first couple of seasons, so you were here, Simo was my first captain,
and, you know, you still see so many of these guys around, you know, probably, you know, you see Andy Stanley there. I was lucky in a sense to come across someone like Stan, like, because he was first team stroke second team, but quite a bit in the second team, depending on what Smithy was doing and Paul Ashmead and all that lot. But he really helped me in that. It's going to sound bad now, but he was a different Gloucester in the sense of he would stop and talk to me. How are you getting on? What's going on? You thought about this, and I impressed that we need to do a bit more of that. And you know, Dave Spence, who was coaching. So Stan was always been probably I hold him closest in the sense of that, because he really took the time and effort, as did, you know, like I said, Clarence and Tony Wynn and all those guys. It probably took a little bit longer to break down. They're all good fellas, but it was just Stan I remember particularly.
Well, of course, Pete Glanville was the captain in the following
season. Yeah, I know, but Glanville was a joke as a captain. The only thing we could have won as Gloucester, as him as captain, was a boat race, because he was a good drinker. He had a bloody good boat race team, but that was about it. But you know, they were good guys. I remember one training session, like Simon Devereux, and you know, because obviously what happened with him and the jail prison thing and stuff. And I remember when he came out, and because I wasn't around when it happened, but I remember Simsy always going down to see him, and was in no dev souls or point me going. He said, "No, me from bloody Adam." I remember coming out and coming back to the club, and I remember doing the line out session up at Oxtails, and it was always first against seconds. And the seconds always used to beat the first, always.
Good incentive.
Yeah. And I remember we done a line out, and he was jumping number one, he was jumping at the front of the line out. And I can remember all the Stan was the coaches, the Span, and said, "Right, you've got to do what you do on a Saturday." So Dev's. So you're a young buck now, and you're trying to prove yourself. Des went up, took a ball, and I took him out a bit early in the lineup, and he came down and crap. And as a pet hate him, I hate that. Even today's game, people get taken out. Like, someone's going to get seriously hurt. Took him out, he went down a wallop, and he got up and he just smacked me straight in the chops. Straight in the face. And some of them were lines of, you do that on a Saturday. He said, I'm doing what I do on a Saturday as well. And that was how it left, you know, it was just kind of, you know, just little things like that. But lots of stuff like that happened. And, you know, you learn, I suppose. Everyone was like that,
I can't believe he's done it. He probably just told me to do it, just to see if I'd done it, have the balls to do it or not. I don't know. But I learned my lesson. But that was a nice thing, actually, about that, in that sense, is you learn how to deal with it. I remember our Quins, I think it was my first league game down at Quins away, and we lost 50, and we got absolutely battered. It was playing against bloody superstars. I remember I was working for Mike Teague at the time with Mike Hamlin. We were on the roof at Hartley, put the tiles on Malcolm's roof on his extension. And I remember the guy playing, Lauren Benazesh. I don't think he's any f***ing good, but he's a great name, so I was shitting myself. Remember in the game, got absolutely battered. Don Caskey, I don't know, I think he was playing in a different team somewhere, because he was like a speed bump. I think this was scored by 4 tries or in. And I remember, this is like learning the game, I remember all the restart, they kick the ball off to us. I don't know what, we might have scored a f***ing penalty or something. Kick the ball, went over the back of my head. And I didn't realise, because no one had ever told me, Dev's caught the ball, so I'm running back looking at him, and he caught the ball, and I moved out the way to let him come through, and he got absolutely smashed. And he just had a quiet word with me and said, do ever move when I'm running for the ball, because I didn't realise, because of course it makes sense after he told me he's using me as a shield to pick out where to run with the ball, but of course as he came to me and using me as a bit of a shield, I just stepped out of the way. But I never made that mistake again. Funny that, isn't it? And I remember little things like that. And it was good days, and I had a great time. You know, even through to the end, you know, the injuries and stuff, you could never do anything about. And you know, I'm very grateful, really, to the support the club showed me. And you know, at the end, they probably, you know, made the right call, and really, actually, benefited me and benefited Gloucester as well. So